Mass destruction and fierce resistance in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Russia's assault on multiple Ukrainian cities continues, but a U.S. defense official says the Russian advance remains largely stalled as Ukrainian soldiers and civilians fight back. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.N. accusing Russia again of war crimes.
Russian troops continue to commit war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine, erasing any difference with their Nazi predecessors 80 years ago.
Also calling for the release of a captured mayor. Russia has denied attacking civilians, but many civilian targets have been hit, including apartments and hospitals. We're just getting word that Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall was injured while news gathering outside of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Not a lot of detail right now, but he is hospitalized. On the road to the midterm elections, Democrats are touting infrastructure projects.
The infrastructure agreement will provide the resources necessary, billions of dollars, coming to New York City and New York State.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries visiting his home district in New York as President Biden speaks in D.C. this afternoon, insisting his domestic agenda will not increase inflation. The father of a young boy who accidentally shot his own mother is likely to face gun charges. That from the police chief in Dalton, the Chicago suburb, where the shooting involving a three-year-old happened on Saturday.
Police say the family was sitting in their car in a supermarket parking lot when the boy somehow got a hold of the gun and fired it, hitting his mom. She was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi, the father has been detained. Police say there's no indication he fired the gun or that he even knew the boy was holding it, but that he could be held responsible for the weapon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
NBA player Lorenzen Wright, whose body was found nearly 12 years ago in a swampy field in Memphis after he'd been missing for 10 days. 7 years after the killing, Billy Ray Turner was arrested and charged along with Wright's wife, Shara. She pleaded guilty to facilitation of murder, sentenced to 30 years in prison. Turner, who was already a convicted felon, was sentenced to 16 years for having guns at the time of his arrest, but he now faces charges of first-degree murder and conspiracy.
Once a jury is selected, it's expected it will get sequestered. Lorenzen Wright played in the NBA from 1996 to the 2008-09 season for the Clippers, Hawks, Grizzlies, Kings, and the Cavaliers. He was 34 at the time of his death.
Fox's Jared Max. A search underway for a gunman who's apparently been stalking and shooting homeless men sleeping on the streets of Washington, D.C. and New York City. Police releasing surveillance photographs of the gunman. The killer's motive, if any, is unknown. The New York City mayor says police officers and homeless outreach teams will focus on finding unhoused people in the subways and other locations and urge them to seek refuge. An iconic band pulls the plug on streaming in Russia.
David Gilmour says he and Pink Floyd are protesting the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, and they're removing a large part of their music catalog from streaming outlets in Russia and Belarus. Hey! Gilmour has also released four solo studio albums in his career and says his entire solo discography is also being removed. All in all. Last week, he tweeted support of Ukraine, calling on Russian soldiers to, quote, stop killing your brothers, writing that his daughter-in-law is Ukrainian and his granddaughters, quote, want to visit and know their beautiful country, saying Putin must go. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A mixed day on the markets. The Dow slightly higher. The NASDAQ down more than 200. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.